Hoodie thing, there we are. Welcome to Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day. Hey guys, welcome back. Thanks for being a fan of the show and checking it out. Today's car, I'm pretty excited. My name is John Polnick, by the way. My partner, Michael Deeb, over there in San Francisco. I'm in Las Vegas. I don't know, we always say that at the beginning of the show. I don't know if anybody cares. Does anybody care where we are?
Yep, they do. They absolutely care. It matters. It really matters.
Deeb says it matters. Tell us in the comments below if it matters to you. Why do you think it matters, Deeb? I don't know. Are you
I'm just messing with you, partner.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But we do care about you, and we actually do care about where you guys are from. It's kind of cool to hear where the people who subscribe to the show are from. We got up to a whole, you know, we get 800 subscribers or something like that. It's kind of embarrassing, but hey, we value each and every one of them. We got people in like New Zealand. I think Ross Churchhouse is from New Zealand. One of our regular fans who likes to comment below. And, you know, we also post this thing on Spotify or, you know, all the other places too. And I don't pay attention to any of the results on some of the other channels. So I should probably, or platforms rather, I should go and take a look and see what's going on at some of those.
But, yeah, turns out we're massive on the other platforms. We have no idea. We're talking to like 10,000 people. Who knew?
Right, yeah. But we're used to talking to like a dozen.
Remember that rock and roll movie that was filmed in your backyard and they were Matt Dillon, he's like Citizen Kane were popular in Europe or Japan or something. You remember that?
Oh, right. Yeah. What was that movie?
What was that?
I don't know.
Who cares? Anyway, so it's like Bid Nerds. We're huge in New Zealand.
Yeah. Huge. Well, I mean, we could say that. I mean, at least double digit percentages of our followers are from there, apparently, if we've got one guy. All right, guys, here we go. Let's talk about today's most interesting car. What we do is we find the car, we have a conversation about it, and then we make a prediction what's going to happen with that result, the auction result of that car. And then, we marry our prediction with what actually happens at the end of the show. We have a time machine, so we go into the future. Mm-hmm. At the time we record this, the auction has not closed, so we are making a prediction based on something that's going to happen days from now. But by the end of this episode, you can skip right ahead and see what the actual results are because we married the two together. All right.
We married Bid Nerd and prediction. I now pronounce you an idiot.
Don't listen to us, guys. We really don't know what we're talking about. Shout out to our good friends at God and Classic, God and Porsche of Las Vegas. They support the show, so we'd like
to support them.
Thanks, guys. All right. What's the most interesting car of the day today, Michael Deeb?
All right, let's jump on over to P Car Market because we haven't beat up on them in a while and talk about this 2003 Porsche 911 GT2 with just 10,000 miles out of Phillips Ranch, California. John, I am a native of California. I've never heard of Phillips Ranch. I believe that this was the first road car that Porsche brought PCCBs, their Porsche ceramic coated brakes, whatever. I don't know if PCCB stand for. It's also got the aluminum and carbon fiber trim. They do the DME report. There's barely a few seconds of over revs. So this car, as a guy who's owned GT cars before, this car basically doesn't have real over revs. It's not been abused. And there's no paint. There's no paint stories on this car either. So beautiful car, beautiful condition, low miles, kind of the poster child, John, silver with black interior. First car with ceramics, $184,000 MSRP 20 years ago, John. Interesting, you know, like what would that cost today? I mean, you could buy a GT2 a couple of years ago. I bet the price has gone up from there. So really nice car on the P Car Market platform. Is P Car Market going to be able to bring two bills for a GT2 that with no stories? This were really kind of putting them to the test. Sort of the way that black 996 turbo was a test for Marked to show that they had the goods and they just missed the mark, which was heartbreaking for them and for us because we really want Marked to do well. This is a car that should be, you know, close to a $200,000 car. And you got to wonder, is it on the wrong platform? So JP, I send it back to you. John, I know when I was at Godin and you and I were hanging out a lot with them, we had a beautiful 8,000-mile GT2, and you and I took that car out once or twice, and we drove it, and we filmed it, and we videotaped it. But aside from that, have you really gone bananas on a GT2? I've only really, you know, just taken that car around the block, so to speak, but I've never really gone out and done like a day's worth of driving in a GT2. And I imagine if I did, I probably wouldn't be able to sleep at night because it's just unbelievable performance. But have you been, I know you had like a super modified 996 turbo, but that was all wheel drive. Have you ever been turned loose in a real 996 GT2? What's your answer? What do you got?
I mean, I've never gone nuts with one. I mean, that one that you're talking about, absolutely got to drive it. There are people that still ask me today. People think I own one because I had that car overnight. Like, we took it out. Like, I went and got it, and then we took it around the Red. So I got to drive around the Red Rock Loop. I mean, we weren't hauling butt or anything like that. But, so we drove it all over the city from where we lived at the time, from the dealership, and then out to Red Rock, and then back home, and then back to the dealership and stuff like that. So I got to put some butt time in it, probably more than a lot of people, I would think. And, you know, I didn't get to drive it in anger per se, but I did get to get a real good idea of what it was like, and compare it to the 996 turbos that I've had in the past. And it really is different. The great thing, I mean, that was one of the things I liked about the car, was that it felt so familiar because I've owned so many 996s. I've been through quite a few of them, and it just felt like home. It's just like, oh my God, it really is the best iteration of the 996 ever. I've driven 996 GT3s. Of course, those are fantastic, but this thing, you know, like a true 911, it feels like it can bite you and kill you. So you kind of like have in the back of your head, you got to have some respect. It doesn't have the nannies that, you know, the modern cars have. And the rear wheel drive only thing is a little scary because that thing can come around. I took a picture of the car parked in my garage next to my 993 at the time and put it on Instagram or whatever, and a bunch of people thought it was my car and still do to this day.
Man,
and it's not like I'm going, I still have that 996 GT2, but I'm like, no, it got to live in my garage for a night.
They were very similar, right? One was polar and one was Arctic silver, right?
Mean the two cars
Both silver, but they were different shades of silver, but they probably looked really good like juxtaposed in your garage. They probably looked like a modern and vintage itineration of a two-car solution, right? That would have been a good DWA answer.
Probably one of the best combinations you could have. Absolutely. I of all the cars in the world, the 996 GT2 is absolutely up there in my fave all times. If I could get one, I absolutely would. There was a time when they were totally attainable, and unfortunately, they are not. What do we think? What do we think is going to happen with this car?
So here's the deal, John. Our car was 184,000 brand new. It closes, a few days out from now. But it's at just $101,000 on 15 bids on PCar Market. And in typical P-Car Market fashion, John, they never address the pinned lines. And none of the commenters have even asked the seller if the lines are pinned. And that used to be a $3,000 job. I don't know what it costs today, but it wouldn't surprise me if that job was suddenly $4,000 or $5,000.
That's a $10,000 job, buddy.
Well, $10,000 job at the Porsche dealership, but I bet you an independent could probably do it for considerably less than that, because it is a big deal and you do have to get it done and it's not addressed here. So with that in mind, this car with pinned lines, or at least having it addressed if they've been pinned or not, I think would bring over $200,000 on BAT. But here on P-Car Market, I think it's going to stall out at $185,000 and wind up in the deal trunk for over $200,000. So I'm going to give it back to you, John, that it comes back to sticker, but I bet that the reason why it's here is that this guy could dictate what he wanted his reserve to be, and I bet you $185,000 doesn't get it done because he's got illusions of $230,000 to $250,000 for this car, and I'm not sure that's going to happen, especially if you don't come forward and tell everybody whether or not you pinned the lines or admit that you haven't, you know? So anyway, that's kind of gets me going, as you can tell. So $185,000 to you, and I say FTS on that number.
I agree with the FTS. I'm going to go even less. I'm going to go $150,000. I think this car is definitely worth more than that, but I do think things are softening. There are fewer and fewer people able to buy stuff like this. It's going to get way harder to get a loan on something like this. The cost of, the cost of money is just going up and up and up. I think there are definitely people out there that are parking money in places, you know, asset allocation. Yeah. Okay, I've got a bunch of cash here. I don't want it sitting in cash, so I may as well buy something like this. But I don't know if P-car market is where someone who is that savvy is going to be spending their money or looking for an asset, you know, to park it as a hedge against maybe inflation or something like that. If you're going to buy something really awesome, I can see your average run-of-the-mill Porsche doing well or something, but I just, a GT car like this, something that's really kind of special, this is a niche buyer, and I think that type of buyer isn't going to want to deal with the used car sales shenanigans that you kind of have to deal with P-car market.
Well, they just got $310,000 for that RSR backdate last week, and you and I were well under that amount. So sometimes P-car market surprises us. I do think this car will come closer to $200,000, but I have a sneaky suspicion that the reserve on this might be higher than that. So I think it'll do better than your number, but I still think it'll fail to sell. So let's see what happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's find out right after we do something. We have a thing. Hey guys, I gotta tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you gotta call our friend Steve at Godin, this guy.
1989 linen gray metallic G50 cab.
Is that gonna be for sale?
It is gonna be for sale. The car only has 65,000 miles.
Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for, Godin Porsche of Las Vegas.
If you love watching car videos...
Oh, I skipped one of the commercials. We skipped Rami. Sorry about that, Rami. Go check out the Rami show. All right, welcome back. We're in the future. P-car market has this crazy hot GT2996. What do you got? What happened with this car, Michael D?
John, check it out. P-car markets did really well with the car. So listen, I said $185,000 and I was concerned because they didn't talk about the pin lines. You came in really under at $150,000, I think, really betting on the platform. But look, this is a super nice car. It's only got 10,000 miles. This is one of the lowest miles one we've seen in a while. And P-car market had no problem selling this car for $201,000. John, are you sitting down? 80 bids. P-car market had all kinds of action while these guys were fighting over this car, and they took it all the way up to $201,000, which I'd say is what you'd expect as a retail number for this car. So there you go. Success for everyone involved, the seller, the platform, and the buyer, and me, because I won this one. John, sometimes you and I each get burned betting against P-car market, and P-car market, it's like Russian roulette. You never know when they're actually going to like surprise you and succeed. And you never know when they're going to just like completely disappoint you and fail. And I think your number represented one of those, like, no way. But they did it here. They did a really good job. And I imagine everybody involved is happy. So there you go. $201,000. What do you think of that result?
That is shocking. Beyond belief. I cannot believe this car brought that much money on P-car market. And congratulations to the seller, man. The car, I think, is kind of worth it. I mean, a GT2 should be a 200-something thousand-dollar car.
10,000-mile one, yeah.
Yeah, with this few miles. That's one of the greatest cars ever made, like we said before the break. I mean, we gushed about this car. It really is all the right things. It is a car that I would love to have in my garage, but not going to happen now. I don't know. It's something that that's the thing about P-car market is we really give them a hard time pretty often for kind of being a little bit shoddy and a little bit sketchy in their business practices in a lot of ways. But let's face it, sometimes they bring the money. It's so hard to predict with P-car market because some stuff is great and it just fails miserably and other stuff just murders it. So I don't know. Congratulations to the seller and to P-car market. What do you guys think of the results of this car? I always jump out there and talk to our nerd herd, our nerd nation out there. And I just want to reach out to you guys. We're going to do this a lot for the next week. It's going to be like a PBS, you know, one of those where they're begging for money. We're not begging for money, but I do want to beg you guys for your help. We've noticed that we're getting a lot more views on videos that get shared by members. And that means, like, we've noticed that people go into, like, on Facebook, and maybe there's a 930 Facebook group for Porsche 930s. Someone shared one of our 930 videos there, and that video got 3, 4, 5 times the views than we usually get. And I was trying to figure out why, and then I realized that it was shared on one of these Facebook groups. So I'm imploring you. I'm reaching out. We love you guys. We love the Nerd Nation. Please do us a solid and share one of your favorite episodes on a Facebook group that matches that episode. We are in a battle to get to 1,000 subscribers. We're getting really close, and the algorithm will have a much better idea of understanding what it is that our channel is about once we get there, and it'll really help us a lot and help the show. We want to do a lot more cool stuff for you guys on the show, but we kind of need that certain base in order to get there. So please, if you guys can, share an episode on your favorite YouTube group, and let's see if we can bump up that subscriber group.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys, that is the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. We will see you guys tomorrow if I can find the end of the show. Bye.